if you really trust the person, why would you need to look through their phone? And it's like, that's the dumbest logic. It's like, if you really have faith in yourself not being a piece of shit, just have an open phone.
My name is Abby, and I'm the voice behind the Evolving Love Project. In this podcast, my husband and I deep dive into the topics of non-monogamy and polyamory, drawing from our experiences of being consensually non-monogamous for almost a decade.
My name is Liam. Whether you're monogamous, polyamorous, curious, or anything in between, we invite you to join us for this conversation.
Let's begin.
So here we are for another episode.
We are here.
And I want to say, the room is looking incredible.
Look, I got a little excited and I really doubled down on our home podcast studio.
It looks incredible.
Yeah, so we are, as many listeners know by this point, I do have a background in music. So the chance to deck out a podcast room was high on my list of things that I got very excited about. So I managed to make all these soundboards and all these things that kind of absorb these sound absorbers. I even enlisted our son. So now there's like no echo in here. It's like this crazy, like zero reverb room almost.
It looks so good and it sounds amazing. And it was so weird walking into the room after you had put the panels hanging from the ceiling and on the walls. Mm-hmm. I walked in and it was like the sound was just dead.
Yeah, it's really strange. Going from like a reverby hallway then into this room and it's just like there's no extra noise.
Yeah, it's like walking into a cave or something.
It's bizarre. So maybe this is like something that listeners may notice. Who knows? Maybe they don't. Maybe they're just like, oh, yeah, whatever.
I'm so grateful for your efforts with this, like the sound, you know, all of the mixing that you do, but also just like the fact that you spent a whole afternoon having the best time ever with our son, going to Bunnings, like,
yep.
What did you do? It's like the panels.
So basically I bought sound insulation, like building sound insulation, and then made these frames up. It was very easy, but it does look impressive. And I think the process probably looked harder than it actually was. But then we got a staple gun and we got all this cloth and then we, you know, stapled all the cloth to the wood frame and then we packed it with insulation and here we are.
Oh, what a man. You're just so good at doing things.
Well, no, I appreciate it.
You're such a go-getter. It's like mission, this is what we're doing and you just make stuff happen and I love that about you.
Yeah. Well, it was an excuse. So it's very fun.
I've been thinking a lot lately about the dialogue that's happening around relationships and all of the work that needs to happen. And I feel like I'm constantly hearing friends talk about it and I'm reading about it in books and on Instagram slides. It's like relationships are really hard work. We always have to put in the work, all of these things.
Mm.
When issues are coming up for friends, there's always lots of talk about the work and it can feel really intense. Have you noticed that as well?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. We've even had a situation this week and last week because I started a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And in the lead up to it, we were thinking, oh my goodness, like we're so used to spending a lot of time together as freelancers. And this is kind of the first time I've really done like a full-timey full-time job, you know, like a 9-to-5, like go in and do stuff. You know, so we were like, oh, I wonder what it's going to be like not being around each other all the time.
But can I just say, even though you've just moved into a new full-time job, it feels like far less work than before. Like, because I know you were scaling back some of your freelance work in lead up to this.
Mm.
But being a freelancer, I feel like you were working. It's like, why work 9-to-5 when you can work 24/7 all of the time and be editing late into the night and, you know, out doing all the things that you're doing. It just felt like nonstop. So I'm really excited about this new sort of structure, but I've noticed the shift because it's like, you're not just in our home editing, you know, when I'm around. It's like a crazy thing.
Well, it's funny because some of the times where we would have been able to connect, which is after our son went to sleep, I was actually like, oh, well, I've held off on editing because I wanted to play with our son and I've waited for him to go to sleep. And now instead of hanging out with you and having, you know, a little Netflix and chill session, I'm just like in the cave editing up different things.
Yeah.
So I feel like now we're actually going to have way more time together in a very productive way rather than just being like freelancing and kind of like there's always projects on the go. It's like there was never really a time where I didn't have the projects that I was working on in my brain,
you know,
and that just took up so much bandwidth.
It has taken up a lot of bandwidth. It has been amazing, but I'm feeling really good about this new chapter. It's like even tonight, we're down one car because one of our cars is getting a service. So you and our son picked me up from work and then you were like, let's just, you know, I've got his bike in the car. Let's like go for a bike ride and then we'll like go out for dinner. And it was just so nice.
Well, even better than that, I brought your running gear and I was like, let's go for a run.
You did.
Which perversely is actually an excuse for me to watch you run around the lake in yoga pants, which is great.
You're always running behind me.
I know. Well, actually, tonight was an exception to that because I was trying to keep up with our son who was on a bike. But it was fun looking back around and watching all these guys because as soon as you're far enough away from us, it looks like you're just some hot girl running around the lake. And people get confused because people are like, they see you and they don't necessarily, the first thing they see you when they see you is probably not mother, I would say.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say like, oh, check out that hot uni student.
Second year uni student. Oh my goodness.
Masters in commerce.
Oh my gosh.
Letting her hair down with those super tight running pants.
Oh my God. You are hilarious. My uni days are well and truly in the past, but thanks, babe. That's so lovely of you to say. I love that after all of these years, you're still just like loving checking me out. And you've always been into other people checking me out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love looking back and seeing people checking you out. It's just beautiful.
You love that.
Yeah.
You always have a grin.
Yeah. Even better when they check you out. And then we're all going in the same direction and then you kind of join forces with us and then like we slow down and then you catch up and then they get really confused. They're like, what? I thought this was a second year uni student. And then suddenly you have like a 5-year-old kid with you and a doting husband who's kind of grinning and they're confused.
Gosh. Well, one of the funniest things actually is when you're running ahead and then a hot guy will run past and then you clock that I will think he's hot and then you immediately turn around and grin at me as he's still running towards me. So I'm like looking at you who is grinning and just like maybe giving me a thumbs up or like making some like hilarious gesture.
Mm.
And then this poor like innocent hot man is just like running and then I'm sort of awkwardly like smiling.
Mm.
And then smiling at him because you're making me laugh.
Well, another thing that I do, I think you notice this, but another thing I do is if there's a hot guy running towards us, I'll deliberately speed up away from you so that he doesn't feel guilty making eyes at you.
Oh, so you're doing it for him.
I'm giving it. It's my gift. It's my gift to the wider world. Is it a guilt-free there's a term for that. It's like subway eyes or I don't know. It's like when you lock eyes with someone and you have like a
subway
moment.
Subway eyes.
I don't know if it's subway eyes. I don't know. So a listener can let us know.
Let us know what it is.
Yeah, what it is. But I just want to give that gift to the world.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. And I feel like that at its core, that sort of generosity and that excitement and that play is so foundational for the non-monogamy, which sort of brings me back to this idea about if, you know, non-monogamy is like really like a lot of hard work because I get asked that a lot. Do you get asked that a lot? Like one of the questions I'm asked is like, oh, you guys are non-monogamous. Like, wow, that sounds like a lot of hard work.
Yeah, well, it's a tricky one to answer because the honest answer is a person. To keep on listening to this premium episode of the Evolving Love podcast, you can sign up to our premium subscriber feed at evolvingloveproject.substack.com.
Paid subscribers receive 2 extra podcast episodes each month and access to my full writing archive. So if you would like to gain exclusive access, you can sign up at the link in the show notes or at evolvingloveproject.substack.com.